The other great thing about the pandemic is the fact that people love the zoo. The Dublin Zoo, and that was a great story all this week. The last time I checked, they had raised about €1 million. I'd say it's over the well over that now at this stage. A mind-blowing €1 million raised for Dublin Zoo in less than 12 hours. The Journal had that the other day. The zoo is estimating its losses in potential revenue this year around €8.2 million. But €1 million is going to help quite a lot there, and I'm sure more is going to get in there. But it's great to see that people know that the zoo is a great setup altogether, and that they really do care for the animals, and there's such an interesting place to visit when we're allowed to visit as well. So we were just going to talk a little bit about that today. Michael D, Uachtaráin na hÉireann, who shares a kind of a campus with them, I suppose. Michael D, this has been a great story, hasn't it?
Well, yes, I mean, you said I share a campus with them, and of course I live in Phoenix Park. And obviously the glorious sounds that, you know, awaken you every morning, the cacophony of sound and the beauty of nature. And yes, we do share not only our island, but our world and my campus with them. And we must do everything we can to preserve this great amenity and to see people getting involved and to see so much money raised in such a short amount of time.
Very good, isn't
people
it?
Adopting an animal, and it's a fantastic idea. Yeah. And I myself have got involved and adopted an animal as well.
Oh, really? So what did you adopt?
I adopted a meerkat.
A meerkat?
do you know, it is. They are beautiful creatures. It's a gorgeous little creature.
Yeah.
It's 25 centimetres long. Lovely little white head.
Yeah.
Very curious and intelligent, yet spirited as well. They have a little temper on them, you know.
Oh,
they won't just lie down and just take what they're told.
Yeah.
They will. They, you know, they have a little bit of spitefulness every so often.
A little bit of spunk going on there.
There's a lot of spunk, and they thermoregulate as well, which means they don't need anybody else to keep them warm or cold. They decide whether they're warm or cold or not.
Right, okay.
If you understand.
I do, I guess.
They adapt themselves to their surroundings.
Right, very good. Well,
they're wonderful.
That's lovely. A little meerkat there from Michael D. Someone else who got involved is Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary. Morning, Michael.
It's hilarious, isn't it? I'm just listening to this fella. The country's airports are going to rack and ruin, and nobody gives a flying fondue. But the moment Dublin Zoo is in trouble, oh, out come the bleeding heart pinko liberals. Oh, Jesus, we must save the penguin. What'll we do if we can't spend 50 shagging euro staring at a feckin' hyena or a duck-billed platypus?
So did you adopt an animal, Michael?
Yes, I did.
What did you?
I adopted an elephant.
All right.
Because I heard some idiot in the Dáil Éireann say earlier on this week, you can't furlough an elephant. Well, we'll soon see about that. Because if he can't fly a Boeing 737, it's a P-45 for Dumbo, I'm afraid. And shut up!
Thank you very much, as always. Oh, Ray Darcy. Ray, you adopted another animal too as well from the zoo, I believe.
No. Jenny adopted one for me.
Okay.
So she adopted a panda.
A panda. Ah, that's lovely.
Yeah, she says all it does is eat greens and never looks happy. So, we go, panda. Well done.
Well done. Well done. And Louis Walsh, too. So. Morning, Louis. How are you?
Ian, it's such a great initiative. Incredible. It's not my body, Ian, but anyway, go on.
Which animal did you adopt in Dublin Zoo, Louis?
Ian. Yeah. They were all great animals. Yeah. It was so difficult to choose, but there had to be a winner.
Right.
Ian, the animal I adopted was a baby giraffe.
A baby giraffe? Ah, why did you adopt a baby giraffe?
Ian, because he's going to be huge.